We head north from the Mediterranean and into France for this next story. The setting is the city of Fontainebleau, about an hour south of Paris. Residents there are dealing with an unexpected problem: wild boars. They've been coming into town this fall and destroying property. Geneviève Auger prepared this report.
I shall go to the land of the Vikings and bring back just for kicks. That way, Obelix!
Wild boars are visual punchlines in the Asterix comics. You see them slung over shoulders, destined to be roasted at the fireside banquet. But people in the city of Fontainebleau don't find the boars so amusing. We're in the leafy yard of an apartment complex. It's across the road from a 44,000-acre forest, once a royal hunting domain. It's quiet here now. But just about every night, this patch of grass gets a visit from some four-legged guests, to the dismay of this woman.
It's really alarming. There are too many boars. They come all the way to the entrance of the building. They hang out in the sandbox where the kids play. There are lots of them. People feed them from their windows and then watch them eat. There are big ones, small ones, couples, and solitary males. Everyone is afraid.
Wild boars aren't generally aggressive, but they can charge if they feel threatened. This woman's dog was gored and required several stitches. The boars themselves look pretty threatening. Adult males can be waist high and weigh more than 400 pounds. They're related to barnyard pigs, but they're a lot hairier, with long and very sharp tusks. You can see evidence of their nightly rounds, upturned soil and torn-up yards that look a little like battlefields. Assistant Police Chief Dominique Fréteau says the situation is getting out of hand.
There are sightings pretty much every day now. The boars could charge someone sooner or later, even if it's fairly rare. So we have to find a way to push them back into their natural habitat and prevent them from coming into the city like this.
Wild boars prefer to dine on acorns, chestnuts, and beechnuts, but it's been a lean year in the forest, and rangers say the animals are coming into the city to nose around for food. To get them to stay home, rangers are trying something new. A machine feeder shoots kernels of corn deep into the forest. Rangers hope the feedings will encourage most of the boars to stay put, but some persist in their nightly urban strolls. So officials have teamed up with a local hunting group to shoot the renegades. Hunter Bruno Molo says the boars don't go to waste.
There are lots of delicious ways to cook wild boars. The meat has a very particular taste, very gamey. My personal favorite is to have a wild boar fondue. When you cook the meat in hot oil and serve it with different sauces like pepper sauce or mustard sauce.
So if the boars aren't careful about where they search for dinner, they risk ending up on somebody else's plate. For The World, I'm Geneviève Auger in Fontainebleau, south of Paris.